But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life. This is the Living Waters Broadcast.
We welcome you today to the Living Waters Broadcast. We thank you for having tuned our way. Years ago, a woman of the street passed by a gospel meeting place one night, and she decided to go in. I don't remember if it was raining outside that night or not, but for some reason, she went in and sat on the back row. She was not at all accustomed to going to a church or a church meeting, but that night she went in. After the music, the preacher stood up to preach, and he delivered a wonderful gospel message. After the message was over, the preacher was greeting the people, and he spoke to her. She told him that she appreciated his message. She liked what she heard about forgiveness, about eternal life, and the possibility of knowing God. The preacher invited her to come to God that night, but she said that she was a woman of the street. And how could she come to God since she was a sinful woman? The preacher responded by saying, "Come just as you are." A woman had written a hymn, "Just as I am." Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. I come. Another verse goes the following way. Just as I am, thou wilt receive. Wilt welcome, pardon, cleanse, relieve. Because thy promise I believe, O Lamb of God, I come. You see, that woman that night thought she was too sinful to go to God. She thought that she had to better herself to improve her life. And that way she would merit the favor and love of God, and she would be worthy of salvation. She didn't think that she could go just as she was. She thought salvation was to be earned by her good works, but it is not. Listen to what the Word of God says in Ephesians 2, 8 and 9. For you are saved by grace through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is God's gift. It isn't something you have earned, so there is nothing you can brag about. Years ago, a friend of mine and I went to southern Mexico for a series of meetings. My friend preached and I translated for him since I speak Spanish. The day we were to fly back, my friend got really sick. He was so sick that he couldn't fly and we missed our flight. The next day, we went to the airport early to change our tickets for the morning flight. I left my friend in the waiting area as I went to change the tickets. As my friend was waiting, he sat near a lady waiting to catch the same flight we were to catch. They chatted, and she told him that her name was Grace. She also told him that she didn't like her name. My friend asked her if she knew what grace meant, and she said that she did not. He explained to her that grace is a biblical word, and it means the unmerited favor of God toward those who deserve the opposite. It is God's favor and kindness and love toward people that deserve to be in hell. He explained to her that it was not earned, because we are sinners and we have all sinned and fallen short, as it says in Romans 3:23. You see, we can't earn God's favor because we are sinners and under the wrath of God. She was touched as she learned what her name meant. John Newton, over 200 years ago, understood this. He had been a wicked sinner doing very evil things. He was saved, forgiven, and given eternal life, and he wrote a famous hymn. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. He says that grace is such a sweet sound He then says that he was a wretch, that he was lost, that he was blind, but he had been found, saved, and his eyes opened to see. That's why grace was such a sweet sound to him. My friend, can you identify with the words of John Newton? Have you seen yourself as lost, as a wretch who deserves to go to hell? You may tell me that you are a good person. Are you a good person when Jesus says in Mark 7:21-23, that from within, out of the heart of man, come evil thoughts, sexual immorality, theft, murder, adultery, coveting, wickedness, deceit, sensuality, envy, slander, pride, foolishness? All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person. Do you consider yourself a good person when Jesus tells us clearly here what our hearts are like? Do you consider yourself a good person when you have hated other people? Good people don't hate, they love. Do you consider yourself a good person when you have not forgiven others? Good people forgive and don't hold grudges. Have you always loved others as much as you love yourself? If we haven't, we have broken God's law and we are guilty. Have you always done to others and treated them the way you would like to be treated yourself? I think we know the answer. We are guilty, we are not good people. We are sinners, and we have sinned in word, thought, act, and desire. In Mark 2:17, there are some beautiful words that Jesus spoke. He said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a doctor, but those who are sick. I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." He didn't come to call good people because, to be honest, there are no good people. He came to call and save sinners. Good people don't need forgiveness. Sinful people do. Good people don't need a savior, but lost people do. Good people don't need salvation, but lost people do. Jesus came for those who need forgiveness, for those who are lost and need salvation and eternal life. Romans 3:23 says, "All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." All includes you and myself. All means all, and it means us. We all need his grace. There's another hymn, "At Calvary." And he says, "At Calvary, years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary. He died for me on Calvary. He took my sin. He took my punishment. He was my substitute. God laid our sin on him." The refrain of the hymn goes, "Mercy there was great, and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burdened soul found liberty at Calvary." Have you found forgiveness, my friend? Have you received the grace of God? Receive the grace of God today. My friend, isn't it time that you come to him? Isn't it time that you turn from trusting in yourself and your good works and put your life and heart in his hands? Turn from your own way, your own pride and self-trust, and trust yourself to the Lord Jesus Christ. Confess your sins to him and rest on the fact that it is enough that Jesus died and that he died for you. Give him your heart and thank him for his wonderful and amazing grace. Grace, 'tis a charming sound. And as John Newton wrote, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound to a person who is conscious of his sinfulness, to a person who is conscious of his failures, to a person that is conscious of his faults. Grace is a charming sound. To a person conscious of having fallen short, to a person conscious of meriting hell, to a person conscious of having failed God and having broken his law so many, many times in so many, many different ways, to a person conscious of his sins of omission, things he should have done that he did not do, to a person conscious of the fact that God is holy and pure, and this person conscious of the fact that he is not. To this person, the word grace is truly a charming sound. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. It is truly a sweet sound, a sound that will bring forgiveness and pardon, a sound that brings eternal life, a sound that brings the favor and blessing of God into a life that deserves to be in hell. My friend, I deserve today to be in hell because of my sins. But God, who is rich in mercy, but God, who is rich in grace, for his great love wherewith he has loved us, sent his Son to a cross to bear my punishment, sent his Son to a cross to take my sin, to receive my penalty, sent his Son to a cross as my substitute, that I might be forgiven. Mercy there was great, and grace was free. And I can say today, pardon there was multiplied to me. How sweet the sound. How sweet the sound of Jesus sounds to a sinner's ear. My friend, come to him today. Pray wherever you may be today. Bow your heart, your head, and your knees. Ask him for forgiveness. Tell him you're turning from your sin and your own way. Ask him to cleanse you. Thank him for Jesus Christ, who on the cross paid for you on Calvary's tree. And by faith, receive him as your Lord and as your Savior. And go forth from today till the end of your life, living a life of thankfulness, doing good works out of thankfulness, not to earn salvation, but because you now have salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, come to him today, just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. O Lamb of God, I come, I come. May they be the words from your heart today, my friend, that you may come just as you are. My time is gone. I want to thank you for having tuned our way. Until next week, the Living Waters broadcast. Thank you for having tuned in.
This has been the Living Waters broadcast. If you'd like to reach us, send us an email at spiv6327@bellsouth.net. That's SPIV6327@BELLSOUTH.NET.